Hi, how are you? Okay, so here's what we're talking about on today. I need for somebody to bring me some clarity on the whole Monique, Oprah Winfrey, Lee Daniels, and Tyler Perry situation, because it seems like this is the story, this is the saga that just will not quit. And I don't know if it'll ever be resolved anytime soon. Here's the rundown for those of you who may not know what I'm talking about. So, y'all know that not Oprah. What's the girl name? Monique was in a movie a few ways back called Precious. And for her role in Precious, she won an Academy Award. However, after said awards, she basically got blackballed because and it seems like it's all because, Lee Daniels went on the air and made a comment saying that, Monique was difficult to work with. And then on top of that, there was footage of Monique at her own show, mind you, on her own stage saying, basically that Lee Daniels, Oprah Winfrey, Tyler Perry, they can all suck her wing wong or wing ding if she had one, basically. And the whole world just went crazy after that. And ever since then, it just seems like, she's been banned from Hollywood. Now, here's the thing. And mind you, I don't know these people personally. I don't know Monique personally. I don't know Oprah personally. I don't know Lee Daniels or Tyler Perry personally. Nor is this episode about, necessarily about me picking sides or encouraging you to pick sides. However, with that being said, just looking at what's been going on and what's been said from a distance, I will say this. Things do look shady to me. You know what I mean? They look shady to me as far as why Monique has been blackballed, because up until this point, it seems to me like she's been painted to be the villain in the situation. But I don't know if that's necessarily the whole be all end all of the story, because, I don't know. Like what Lee Daniels said in his interview about Monique being difficult to work with. To me, that just doesn't, I don't know. Like, again, I don't know Monique, but that comment just doesn't seem to add up to me. Because you got to remember now, if you take it back to when they were first making Precious, we're talking about a woman, Monique, who agreed to do this movie, taking a massive pay cut, and agrees to only do this movie for only $50,000. Now, mind you, this is a veteran in the industry that we're talking about, Monique. This is somebody that's just coming off the heels of the success of the Parkers, plus, other movies like Shadowboxer and all that other good stuff. You know what I mean? So, this ain't just some woman that just started working in Hollywood just yesterday. You know what I mean? This is a veteran in the industry. But despite that, she agreed to do this movie for $50,000, because one, because, Lee Daniels was her friend, and because, Lee Daniels didn't have the big budget to make this movie, the way that, a normal director would be able to make a movie. But despite that, she agreed in the project and the story so much that she agreed to do this movie for $50,000. You can almost say that she did the movie out of charity, you know what I mean? Because just because she believed in her friend and the project that much. With that being said, does that sound like the type of person that would then turn around and just be a diva and just difficult to work with? You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just sounds strange. It's like you're telling me that somebody that agreed to do that for you would just then all of a sudden just wake up and just out of nowhere, for no reason at all, just decided to do a complete 180. And now all of a sudden she's a diva. She's demanding. She's all this and that and the other. But she agreed to do the movie for you for $50,000. And she's a veteran in the industry. You know what I mean? Like, how does that... That just doesn't make sense to me. Like, how, why somebody would do that. And what also doesn't make sense is that, you know, everybody's saying all this stuff about her, saying that she's difficult to work with. But I have yet to see any real receipts validating this claim. Because usually when you hear about a celebrity being a diva or difficult to work with, usually people want to know why or how, or, you know, I mean, they want to know what happened. Like, you know, did they throw a cell phone at somebody? Did they, you know, if they made demands, what were the demands? Did they, you know, did they want to be carried through the streets on an elephant? You know what I mean? Like, did they, I don't know, did they want like Versace in their dressing rooms when they go to and fro? Like, what were the demands? What happened? What's the tea? Where are the receipts? You know what I mean? They want to know what happened. But in Monique's situation, there seems to be none of that. There seems to be no real receipts or no real, you know, there's no video footage of her cussing anybody out. There's no, you know, there's no testimonials of, you know, butlers or servants saying that, you know, she slapped them aside the head. You know what I mean? There's none of that. Basically, all that happened and all that was said that happened was that Monique said that she wasn't able to go overseas or whatever to promote this film for free. You know what I mean? Because basically they wanted her to do that for free. And I don't know about you, but that kind of makes sense to me. Like, how would you be able, like who does that? Like, is that, I don't know, like, mind you, like, I've never done a movie before. I've never produced a movie, so I don't know. But it doesn't seem logical that a person would be doing that for free. You know what I mean? Because we're talking about buying plane fares, buying hotel rooms, and doing all this stuff. You tell me that that has to come out of the actor's pocket? And what also makes that strange is that, you know, Oprah and Tyler Perry came on board to be, I guess, the executive producers behind this film. And, you know, Oprah and Tyler Perry collectively have a lot, I mean, a lot of money, a lot of money. Like, Oprah's a billionaire. People saying that Tyler Perry is almost about to be a billionaire. You know what I mean? So you would think that of all people to back up a film, that being a part of a film with these people behind it, that would be the last situation that you would want to be in where you would be working for free, you know, of all places. You know what I mean? But lo and behold, Monique is still being asked to work for free. So it's like, what's the point of Tyler Perry and Oprah being behind this film to begin with if they're not going to take care of the people that made the movie? You know what I mean? It's like, it just seems like they just put their name on it and then went on about their business. It's like, if you're going to support the film in its entirety. Don't just put your name on it and then just walk away. Support the film. Support the people promoting the film. Support the whole shebang. I don't know. Like, again, I don't know how movies are usually made, but it doesn't seem like other actors and other predicaments are in that same situation. It seems like if you're going to work, because promotion is work. You know what I mean? That's a job in and of itself. If you're going to do the work, you should be compensated for the work. And for whatever reason, Monique wasn't compensated. So I don't know. Like, that to me, like, being wanting to be compensated for your work doesn't seem to me like diva behavior. You know, I mean, this woman is a human being just like everybody else. She has mortgage payments, probably. She has a family to take care of. Like, you can't just work for free like that, especially when we're talking about going overseas to do promotions and, you know, all that stuff. Like, that's a lot of money. And it doesn't seem like you should have to do that for free, especially when you have people backing your movie, so-called, like Oprah Winfrey and Tyler Perry. So, I don't know. That's just my thoughts on the situation. You know, there's always two sides to every story. And, you know, this isn't about necessarily picking sides, but this is just what I've seen based off of what's been put out so far. So, let me know your thoughts on the situation. Comment down below. And yeah, until next time, y'all, peace, love, and blessings.